From Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Greer, fighting for you every day from the Foxhole Freedom to defend, well, the freedoms we have left, being brutally honest. Thank you for being here. It's the Steve Greer Show, and here are three big things you need to know at this hour. Number one, Congressman Mark Green of Tennessee said he was going to walk away from his seat at the end of the year, but all of a sudden he may be changing his mind and staying in the fight. We'll tell you about that. Number two, Texas AG Ken Paxton winning a major case declaring the $1.7 trillion spending from a couple of years ago as being unconstitutional, which could mean everything that Nancy Pelosi shoved down our throats could be pulled back. We'll see how that plays out. Number three, how many bodies? How many bodies is it going to take? How many more innocent Americans are going to need to die for the left to wake up and admit the border is wide open and it's a complete failure for Joe Biden and this administration? Lakin Riley has become the face of the violence and the violent criminals flooding into this country. The 22-year-old nursing student was beaten to death on Thursday morning by an illegal alien. And then, according to investigators, he beat her so savagely that he disfigured her skull intentionally. Lakin Riley was murdered in broad daylight on the campus of the University of Georgia, which just happens to be in the city of Athens. That is a sanctuary city. That's right. Athens, Georgia is a sanctuary city. I wonder how many parents of young women attending the University of Georgia today would have been so eager to send their girls to school there knowing what they've now learned. The reason behind that savage killing at the hands of this illegal is still unclear, but the failures that led to her death, very avoidable death, are not unclear. They're becoming perfectly clear, in fact. Let's get this clear. These are not migrants. These are, by legal definition, these people are illegal aliens. They're in our country after breaking the law and being openly allowed to do so by the Biden administration. They're not migrants. They're not on holiday. They are not tourists. They're not supposed to be here, period. And I encourage every one of these left-wing Democrats and liberals to throw open their doors and invite them to live in their houses if that's what they want. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? Well, except that because most of them have never been vetted at all, you really have no idea what you're getting. So let's follow the tracks of this killer from Venezuela. First, in September of 2022, 26-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra crossed into the United States illegally. That happened during a surge in the El Paso sector of Texas. After being detained briefly, he was released into this country. Released! A few months later, he was in New York City, where he was arrested last year and, quote, charged with acting in a manner to injure a child less than 17 and a motor vehicle license violation. Now, it's not clear to us yet what those charges were all about, or what kind of crime was actually involved, as it remains unclear. But, again, what is clear, he was released from custody in New York City. No detainer was ever sought because he was back on the street so fast, and New York City is also a sanctuary city where they don't deal with ICE and so forth. Why bother to deport a guy? He's just endangering a child under 17. And from there, Ibarra decided to head south to the Peach State. His problems with the law continued. In fact, he got drunk and got behind the wheel. But as you know, at least 150 Democrats voted just a couple of weeks ago that drunk driving, not a big deal. It's not a reason to expel someone from the country illegally. Yeah, illegal aliens. Oh, you get drunk, you have a few too many. You know, I've got a whole stack here. I'm going to get to these. Just ones I printed today. Dad's grief leads to quest to count deaths caused by illegal immigrant drunk drivers. The list goes on and on and on. I've got a whole pile of these I'm going to share with you. But being here illegally and driving drunk are both acceptable to Democrats, at least 150 of them that voted that way. Ibarra was also arrested for shoplifting. And all of this makes me wonder how he got out of jail. Did he post bond? Let me tell you something. If an American citizen gets caught drunk driving, you have to post bond. Actual cash bond. At least that's my, I understand it. Was it so it comes back, did he post bond or was this poor migrant just down on his luck? So some schmuck prosecutor turned him loose once again. I'm going to get those answers for you. I'm going to find out. So here it is. He came in illegally and was turned loose. He was charged with some kind of crime to injure a child less than 17, was caught drunk driving, was caught stealing, was let out each and every time, and the last time he decided to attack 22-year-old Lakin Riley. Drag her into the wooded area at the middle of the University of Georgia, beat her to death, and then continued to attack her so severely so as to disfigure her skull. What's it going to take, Joe Biden? What's it going to take, Kamala Harris, Chuck Schumer, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, all of you? What's it going to take, Rashida Tlaib? What is it going to take? How many more innocent young women have to be murdered? How many people like Kate Steinle, Molly Tibbetts, and Lakin Riley? How many bodies have to be piled up? And how about those people maimed and killed by illegal aliens driving drunk, hitting American citizens in their cars or motorcycles, on their bikes, or just walking down the street? How many people had to die from fentanyl poisoning? I know the 400 or so that will die today won't be enough, or the 400 tomorrow, or the 400 the day after that. Those suffering families and those funerals are not enough to get those on the left to admit you are wrong. The blood is on your hands. You have created this situation. I read a story last week about a 19-year-old college kid at UC Berkeley. He died from a fentanyl overdose. Now you might say, well, he probably deserved it for taking illegal drugs. Come on. Take a step back and look in the mirror for yourself, if that's your reaction. You better not call yourself a Christian if that's your real reaction. Here's the real story. The kid almost certainly didn't take a fentanyl pill. No, he did what a lot of kids did. What I did. He did a little experimenting with some street drugs while going to college. Just screwing around a little bit. Oh, yeah, well, you know. Except his was laced with a deadly poison that starts in China and is combined in Mexico and then shipped over our open border by drug cartels. Just a kid who made one dumb mistake. And it cost him his life. Another 125,000 Americans or more are going to die this year from that as well. Just a kid who made a mistake, a college kid. Look, we've all been there. Oh, you know, sure, why not? I'll try that. He was 19. Smart kid in engineering school. He wasn't out doing street drugs and shooting up. He died because there's poison floating around our streets and nobody knows what it looks like. Because China declared war on us. Because the Mexican drug cartels declared war on us, because the American government declared war on us with an open border and lawlessness. I'll have more because I am not done. I have more after this.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
MyBridges is here to help you access benefits. If you received a Medicaid renewal packet, follow these steps. Fill out or log into your MyBridges account to complete and sign your forms as soon as possible. Include any required documents, like proof of income, assets, or expenses. Learn more at michigan.gov/mybridges. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Attention all Bridge Card users. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept Bridge Cards. To find one near you, visit mifma.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.